I don't know, and maybe we can get the shopping list going. This is Mae Bressel. It's KAZU FM in Pacific Grove, California, and it is second half of broadcast 630, January the 2nd, 1984. Many of you know who take these tapes elsewhere that you are getting this information on listener-sponsored stations, and some of you are just taking it by subscription. The station has a shopping list for things they need right away. And I thought maybe I'd put it out. Christmas is over, but Santa evidently didn't come here. There's some very complicated things like equipment that's FM monitor. That's the one I have trouble with over at the board and have to bring in my own recording equipment. That price was $10,000. They need 10 pairs of headphones. I don't know why. That's 10 each at $30. I think three headphones or two, because there'd only be two people in each of the recording rooms at a time. So we can scale down two headphones at 30 each. And they need some labels for the cassettes. I'll send that in. That's easy. Some little white labels. They need a heater. That's easy. They need a decent swivel chair with casters. If any of you go to a garage sale and find it cheap, I'll put up the money. The local people around here, if you find a swivel chair with casters that we can put in the studio. I sit on a stepping stool. I like it better than a chair, but everybody else sits in a chair, and they're here longer hours. And they need a static gun. There's back bills for $5,000 and a telephone answering machine for $140 to take messages when nobody's here or somebody's on the air. They need date labels for album covers. I can opt for that one. And they need some carts for the cart machine. That is pretty big, huh? That's $1,200 each, $3,600. They have current back bills, $5,000. That's a lot of money, but maybe some people, if everybody had sent in a little who doesn't contribute to the stations that you already listen on, your first obligation, of course, is always to help support whatever station is in your area. But there's a lot of people away from here who don't have listener-sponsored stations and may want to help them because evidently Santa didn't come to Kazoo. And they need some more money. And if they don't have it, I guess they go off the air. They're doing the best they can. Also, if you have suggestions for the station, I forgot to put that on before. If you want other kinds of music than classical or anything else, just say what it is you like, as long as you don't say you don't like Mae Bressel. No, if you're listening, I guess you like Mae Bressel. But the others turn it off anyway. But anyway, if you have money that you want to send to the station or can find chairs or equipment, they would really appreciate it, or anything that you want to give to the station. The bills are constant, and it is listener-sponsored, and where else do you get news like this? Okay, the top stories of 1983, that what I consider these top stories are, and I'll go down the months, in January, starting in January, this is a continuous attempt to find evidence to blame Mr. Antonov over in Rome for the Bulgarian connections to killing the Pope. He was in jail 15 months. The people behind this were Claire Sterling, Michael Ledeen, Alexander Haig, Marvin Kalb, Claire and Henry Kissinger. These are the anti-Soviet propagandists, and again, it's Michael Ledeen in the newspaper today talking about Maurice Bishop being a Marxist. That's a little overdone because there weren't that many people from communist countries over in Grenada, and even the last Cuban has been deported. But Ledeen has to always be in the news as the expert, and tomorrow it'll be Claire Sterling. But the attempt to squeeze this out and then take Ajat to the apartment, and he didn't recognize and he lied about it, that was important. I think last January, the expose of the Lehman family, of John Lehman, Joseph Lehman, Christopher Lehman, to Henry Kissinger, to the Vatican, to Senator John Warner was important, and also the Lehman Doctrine that came in at the time of the Korean Airline crash, provoking the Soviet Union, because that the Lehman Doctrine, in essence, is the plan for war in the North Pacific, World War III, hitting the Soviet Union up around the Alaska northern area where everybody's watching the missiles or bombs that are placed in Western Europe, smash them out in the eastern part, and the 007 was to provoke the testing of the defense systems and see where they were at a time the Soviet Union was, in fact, testing certain weapons. So that the trying to blame the Soviet Union and having articles that if the Bulgarians or Russians did try to shoot the Pope, this was an act of war always, and then the provocation of the 007 that these people were trying World War III in January, and then the links again of all these people fitting together: Marvin Kalb, Kissinger, Ledeen, Alexander Haig, Claire Sterling, all in that Ajah story, and then also working closely with John Layman, Secretary of the Navy, and his brothers with their connections to, as I say, Senator John Warner and Henry Kissinger and the Vatican. They're very close to the Vatican and lobbyists for the church to try to stop the anti-nuclear movement in the church. In February, the most important stories were the biography of John J. McCloy that came out in Harper's with his links to Vichy, not only to Chase Manhattan and Rockefeller, but to Henry Kissinger, and his role in World War II and his affiliation, his law work with I.G. Farben, and his association with Adolf Hitler and Rudolf Hess, the Nazi connection of Chase Manhattan and John McCloy, and then, of course, I say he ends up on the Warren Commission, his role with keeping the Japanese in internment camps and designing the Pentagon, deciding when to go into the Bulge, every major battle. He seems to be numero uno of the establishment lawyer who also runs the Pentagon, the liaison to the Pentagon. Last year, in February, there was more information on the murder of Roberta Calvi, TV shows and exposés linking Roberta Calvi to the Vatican, the Banco Ambrosiano, to Francesco Pazienza, 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 Flavio Carbone, Paul Marcinkus, and making the connections of Roberta Calvi and the Vatican to stolen art, to the mafia, to the killing of Calvi, which later, at the end of the year, his wife said they had a part in killing, and these people were involved. Also in February, there were a lot of articles when Charles Bluedorn died, the head of Gulf and Western, born in Vienna, and his links to Madison Square Garden, to Michael Sindona, to Ronald Reagan, the Simon Schuster publishers that published All the President's Men and kept out the most important Watergate stories of all, to Sonny Wirblin, and again, Madison Square Garden, to the Dominican Republic, to Mike Burke of the CIA and his links to Warner Brothers when Errol Flynn and Ronald Reagan were thick there, and Flynn was working for the Gestapo, his relationship to moving to Ireland, his connections in Ireland, and also that organization, the Bluedorn Group, buying up the Beatles music, owning a good hunk or share of the Beatles music way back before John Lennon was murdered. In March, there were exposés of the Japanese mafia with Reverend Moon, and I haven't done outline for you or put on the air yet the story of Ryosha Sasakawa. I talked about him before. Ryoichi, Ryoshi Sasakawa, part of the World Anti-Communist League. That's Sasakawa, part of the World Anti-Communist League. There are links to Ronald Reagan, to narcotics, to religion, bringing Moon into this country, and then, of course, now he's down in Honduras and Paraguay and gun running and the association of the World Anti-Communist League to Mr. Willoughby's, General Charles Willoughby, I wrote about in The Rebel. The role of the Asian mafia, the Japanese mafia, the Korean mafia, the Christian, and again, when I talk about the Vatican and the mafia, the Nazis, this is the Christian, nothing to do with Catholic. One comes from the East and one comes from the West, and over in Israel with Gamal and Begin and the Israelis, that's the Jewish mafia combined with the Gamal is the Falange, and the Nazis, the Grand Mufti, set up the Gamal family. There is no monopoly on fascism, East, West, Middle East, and South America. There's no monopoly on religion. Moon can make his own religion, or it can be the Church of Rome, or it can be the Jewish. Certain elements from each all came together this year, and exposés came out and tied into our politicians, and particularly the man who's president now, Ronald Reagan, who had Licio Gelli at his inauguration and is very close, and also Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon to Reverend Moon and the Mooney Organization and Tongson Park. So by March of this year, there were breakthrough on the West Coast Christian front that is not linked to the Vatican, but to the military intelligence and the narcotics traffic in the United States. In April, there was new information on the assassination of Martin Luther King and James Earl Ray, the identification of David Graver, Graiver, as being Raoul. Graver was caught with a hunk of missing money. He was supposed to have been down in an airplane His links to Argentine, taking money from Argentine and tying into Michael Sindona, and to Simon Rifkin, the attorney who formed TCI, the organization of Otto von Bolschwing with John Paul Getty, the assassination teams, the mafia, the high government officials and their agencies all came together with the connections of Graeber and Simon Rifkin and James Earl Ray in various articles in April that I talked about, and also Helene von Damm, Reagan's secretary, because she was the translator for TCI. And you all have, you can get these tapes if you don't have them, but these were the big stories that connected to each other, but they were hunks of research that when the stories break, I pulled out from the other files because their names connected to those events. In April was the suggestion that Helene von Damm become the ambassador to Vienna, and her links to Ronald Reagan, Otto von Bolschwing, the Galen organization, and she was nominated. And then later this year, she did, in fact, go on to become ambassador to Vienna. She didn't take her married name, Mrs. Byron Leeds. She tames the name of Christian von Damm while she's Mrs. Leeds. And Christian's down in Bolivia with the Bank of America and the headquarters of the cocaine traffic, where Klaus Barbie was sent from. He was arrested early in the year, in the end of January, and the first part of February, the articles start coming out. But the real Barbie story came later in the fall. General Fritz Kramer, I was continuing to do research in 1983, and by April 83, I was able to obtain, thanks to Congressman Panetta, a glossy picture of him in the Pentagon, and it was that broadcast that I put the picture of Prisoner 33, Hitler's Fritz Kramer, in the docket, right next to the other picture, and copied them together of Fritz Kramer, the plans officer of the Pentagon, who gave us and participate in the Korean War, the Southeast Asian, and also all the military operations that we've had where fascism or Nazism replaced democracy. That was the broadcast in April where I mailed the two pictures to his address in Washington and said, "Is this you?" It took a lot of courage, and I never got an answer, but it was the April broadcast, "Is this you?" Also in April, I was making connections to Charles Willoughby, General Willoughby, not only to Franco, but to Robert Morris of Navy Intelligence and Senator Joe McCarthy, and to the Kennedy assassination. I incorporated that material that I did with the links to H.L. Hunt and Young Americans for Freedom into the Rebel article, but this information began to fit together in April of 83 and fit right into the sequence of people behind the murder of John Kennedy and went into the history of them up to the day when Hitler's killed. I don't think he's killed yet. But that's another story. We've done a lot on that also. And in May, I guess I'm jumping the gun, this was the break on the Hitler diaries. And, of course, they called them fake because they examined seven. And I've talked about that last week, and I'll do more next week. Of May of 83 was the opening up of names that I was not familiar with. I knew Gerd Heidemann. I didn't know Gerd Heidemann. Who had Goering's Jot. I knew S.S. Karl Wolf. I wrote about him in The Rebel. S.S. Wilhelm Monkey, whose name is in the order of Death's Head, who was the head of the Death's Head and closed up the bunker for Hitler. His name was in the books I have, but he surfaced in connection with Gerd Heidemann and the Hitler yacht. Operation Seraglio, S-E-R-A-G-L-I-O, that I knew about, but surfaced again in regard to the Hitler diary. And there's more. This was in May of last year, and then in December of 83, there was more about this money and the allegations. Again, I'll have this next week, that there are four cache of treasures worth billions of dollars that Bormann put aside. And this is part of Operation Seraglio, which really exists, at least to these Nazis, and I believe it. It had to do, at the end of the war, with Martin Bormann's files, with money that was taken out of Europe, closing the bunker, and Hitler's papers, all of them being taken out except that one airplane, which did in fact go down, and a Nazi in Eastern Germany maintained some of those papers. The Hitler's papers, his pilot, his driver, all the trusted of the Waffen SS are together. Now, one of the biggest stories, these were all big stories, came in May of 1983. That's when the lawsuit of the American Civil Liberties Union against the Los Angeles Police Department took a new stage. These stories were escalating since January. Now I have two three-hole notebooks with several hundred pages from the LA Times and the Los Angeles Herald and Examiner. The Washington Post, October 17th, had a story of Larry McDonald and Western Gold. The San Jose Mercury had a story several months ago that I haven't had time to put on the air. And just this last week, the San Francisco Chronicle carried a story from the LA Times on Western Gold and the LAPD, or just the LAPD scandal of the lawsuit of 131 plaintiffs against the Los Angeles Police Department for maintaining files that were ordered destroyed 10 years ago. But the big break came just in May of last year when it was reported that Jay Paul, the policeman from the PDID, that's Public Disorder Intelligence Division, which has now changed its name to be in charge of the terrorists of the for the Olympic game. These people, their story broke that Jay Paul had a computer in his garage, $100,000 computer, put in by Washington, D.C., by Larry McDonald, and they fed information that was to be destroyed 10 years ago, and later, as his story developed, it went to Mr. Steinholz, a member of Hitler's Luftwaffe, a pilot for the Luftwaffe. It goes to Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, who gets all the petitions of people who don't like his bomb, to Admiral Moore, who was taking things off the president's desk for eyes only, to Henry Kissinger and stealing from the president himself. The computer was feeding these people and going into the BND Corporation, it still does, into the Galen operation in Europe and into Austria, where Helene von Damm is, and the computer's role in every major city of the United States. Now, the story only has to do with the Los Angeles Police Department, but there's no city in the country that gets a wire service story. If you don't take these broadcasts, you don't know this is happening. There is no single Associated Press story. There is no single United Press International. There is no Reuters broadcast about this particular problem, and it's scandalous. There is a total blackout in the United States of America. If some of you who take these tapes wanted to photocopy from May on all the broadcasts I did and send them to various news services, they're listed in the libraries, or I can get them for you, of the news services in the United States from London or Paris or Germany or Soviet Union, and send a copy of these sheets and tell them what's happening. But this suppression of the news is parallel to the suppression of the news of the invasion of Grenada, which is also one of the biggest stories in the country. So that was in May. In May also, I continued the broadcast of the link of Western Gold of Larry McDonald to the John Birch Society, to the Mafia, to the death of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. That's who these computers were feeding to these people, with their links to Augusto Pinochet and the Chilean dictatorship. A lot of this I put together for Larry Flynt. It's in the February Hustler on Larry McDonald. It's out now on the stands, and it covers, there's a drawing, the Larry McDonald pie, that makes some of these connections. May was the break of the Washington, D.C. Pentagon organized crime hit teams receiving the information from California, as I say, as elsewhere, and going right to the computers of Western Gold. Now, the article in the Chronicle that came out from the L.A. Times says, police official says L.A. cop misused the job, and they're blaming Jay Paul because he abused his duties and should face disciplinary action. I'll do more on that next week. We don't have time to do it tonight, but they're blaming him. He didn't buy the $100,000 computer. Nothing is said about Washington, D.C. A little bit is said, but the big story is the Western Golds in Washington. There's some of that in this article, and I'll share it with you. But they're trying to make Jay Paul the patsy for the whole thing, as if he thought of it. When Western Golds goes to Austria, goes to Germany, goes to the existing Nazis, and goes to the Defense Department, and goes to the father of the hydrogen bomb, all this information to people with past track records that many of them illegal, that should have been prosecuted a long time ago for crimes and could be prosecuted for other crimes, and the police department is feeding them information. That was one of the big stories of 83. And also in June 83, the Klaus Barbie story, in addition to his arrest, then broke open with a London Times story, the links of Reinhard Galen and the Vatican to Klaus Barbie and the Vatican Network. And that's where they broke the connections of the death squads down in South America, the cocaine connections, and the Klaus Barbie links to the cocaine kings down in Bolivia and to the death squads began to break open, and I did broadcast on that, and his role with John McCloy protecting him and the American government, not only protecting war criminals, but having this rat line that got them out of the country, thanks to the priests and the Vatican to send them down to be in exchange for drug traffic profits to buy guns and continue death squads to wipe out liberals and labor leaders and people who want to support themselves as against being slaves for the state. In June, this story of the Klaus Barbie broke, and also the story of Charles Willoughby and his connections to the far right. By June, I was able to put together more about the Heidelberg to Madrid connections that I also wrote in The Rebel, that same article on William Buckley, his links to Frank Chodorov from Yale, to National Review, to Young Americans for Freedom, to Dallas, Texas, to Robert Morris, and Munich, Germany. Many of these pieces of the Kennedy assassination went farther back this year in 1983 from what I studied. I knew about YF, I knew about Buckley. I didn't make the connection, even though Willoughby was on the board of YF, as was Ronald Reagan, who Willoughby was until I studied it in 83 and was able to find the route from Heidelberg to Franco, to Mussolini's knighthood or honors, to the Philippines, to the Japanese mafia, and where Willoughby wrote the history of World War II and could allow those people back into power. And also I knew about Lauren Hall and Eugene Brady and Danger on the Right. But as of June of this year, when the new stories broke out about the Posse Comitatus and the identity movement and the Ministry of Christ Church and James Wickstrom and the Christian Defense League, then the connections of Lieutenant Colonel William Gale to Charles Willoughby in South Pacific and the Philippines came together so that the California Reich, the California Nazi, the Ku Klux Klan, those organizations linked again to Willoughby in the Philippines, and then that goes back to the Falange in Madrid and to Heidelberg and the OSS and Nazi connection. So this year, 1983, I went one step further from people who Jim Garrison wanted to arrest and interviewed at the time of the arrest of Clay Shaw and were involved in the Kennedy assassination. We went farther back this last year into their connections to back to the Germany and the other organizations, the counterinsurgency from the church. In July this year, the story broke of Ronald Reagan and his briefing papers. This has been very hushed. It's very important. The briefing gate papers, in order to win the election against Jimmy Carter, how he took papers to the National Security Council, the CIA, and used them, worked with Robert Gray, who was a co-partner with Edwin Wilson in Navy intelligence. The Robert Gray is the office of the, he's a special, what do you call it, lobbyist or public relations. That's where George Will was briefing Ronald Reagan and Gene Kirkpatrick. The gang needed a man who appeared to know world affairs, and he's getting senile and he uses little cards, and he was going to have debates. So they coached him over and over again, and a crime was committed in stealing national security papers and taking them out and jumping the gun on Jimmy Carter. They've been investigating this since July. It was a big story. They went out to Stanford. There was a controversy of who could see the papers. They didn't want them to go through all the papers. Then they found out that the papers had been taken home, just as Robert Haldeman had taken home the White House tapes right after the arrest of Watergate. This is not resolved. The next elections will be coming up. They want the same people that are investigating him want him to be president. So I don't know how they're going to resolve this. And in July, Vicky Morgan was murdered, again, to assure that there's no scandals against Ronald Reagan. Now, Larry Flynt has published the photographs of Vicky Morgan and Ronald Reagan. I haven't seen them in the New Rebel. As I say, they were delivered to the home of the Annenbergs. I'm sure the guards didn't pass this on and spoil their New Year's. But, and I don't think, personally, that Flynt should do anything until he's outside of the federal penitentiary in Missouri. There's a point at which you don't spit in the wind, and you better know which way the wind is going or it goes back in your face. I understand the anger and I understand the frustration, but you don't go up into a federal prison, mental hospital, and hand things like this over to the President of the United States. I would have held it up till I got out of the federal pen and answered all my charges, but I'm not in charge of Larry, and he tells me some things and he doesn't tell me others, and he's not surrounded with good advice, and he's impulsive. And I think the people who really care for him should cool it until he's on the outside and then watches who's around him and who comes for dinner. But anyway, the Vicky Morgan story broke and the sex tape sent to an order to help Marvin Panko surfaced. And you know the route of the sex tapes that Larry purchased. And he doesn't want Reagan for president, but then he better find something on George Bush, and he isn't very sexy. So I don't know what advantage there is having George Bush. Okay, in August, the Commercial Bank of California story escalated to Johnny Carson's bank with Henry Bushkin, and then a flood of articles came out about Jack Catane of organized crime and Robert Duran and the corporation of TMX that Jack Catane had, and the cocaine traffic, the offshore banking, the setup of DeLorean Motors in Ireland by this gang, and then Alan David Saxon, who worked with them, who was going to be a director of the bank, with his missing $60 million in gold they can't find, who was murdered. DeLorean's missing millions they can't account for, the 7 or 8 million in Utah, the 17.5 in Switzerland, the possibility that I've said on the air of the Klaus Barbie connections to John DeLorean. And if, in fact, those are true and they're all sitting on this hot potato, you bring in the whole ball of wax of Ronald Reagan and Jeanette de Cordova, whose husband produces Johnny Carson, is Nancy Reagan's best friend. She had a sad loss this winter with Mrs. Bloomingdale when Alfred died, and Vicky had exposed these stories, and now the DeCordovas are sitting on the edge of some hot stories. I can't imagine how it'll be resolved, because when you go looking for the missing millions or billions, or when you make drug arrests, somebody's going to tap, and again, it's going to tap into broadcasts I did several years ago on Wells Fargo and Beverly Hills, the bank, and those missing 600 or 700 million that they reduced to 23 million, and they have somebody in jail taking the rap on that. These are big stories that each connect with each other and came to a head this year and surfaced with new names and old names, but much in common. And of course, Mark Rich, who owns 50% of 20th Century Fox, who was accused of $50 million profit in oil in 1974, has given up his home in Switzerland and Liechtenstein. He's in Madrid. He's not paying the oil taxes. We pay our taxes. He's not paying his. And he put on the board of 20th Century Fox his friends Henry Kissinger, there's Gerald Ford and William Rogers. And again, they go back to the Resorts International with Paul Levy Foundation, the narcotics. So there's a lot of floating money. There's a lot of Nazi regimes. There's a lot of the CIA intelligence all mingling in each of these stories, and they involve the same people and overlap. And then in September, after the Larry McDonald story broke with the LAPD in May, in September, Larry McDonald died. So five primary witnesses to the Edwin Wilson case died in 1983. Vicky Morgan died at the height of the scandals of the Reagans and Alfred Bloomingdale. She was murdered. And Mr. Saxon was murdered at the height of the 20th Century Fox, Commercial Bank, Mark Rich, the tingling with John DeLorean and that crowd in Hollywood. He was killed. So a lot of high-powered witnesses. Larry McDonald, as I say, at the height of the story of Western Goals with the LAPD, died. And then finally, the Granada invasions. And we begin 1984 with what Reagan likes the best. What he does the best, it's terrorism. We had in California on a mini scale. He did plan the garden plot with the same people that were involved in the invasion of Granada. We had the escalation of terrorism to the point of the 007 going down, still unsolved, unexplained. The Lebanon bombing, the Burma bombing, which is unexplained, with the breaking of relations of North Vietnam, with the killing of some officials of North Vietnam with that bombing. The Lebanon, as I say, the Reagan's taking the responsibility so that they don't find the provocateurs there. With the terrorism that escalated, the Korean airline, the Burma bombings, the Grenada invasion, the Lebanon, then the Washington Capitol bombing and the cement around the Capitol, and then the cement blocks in Washington and the missiles, ground-to-air missiles, and getting ready for the Olympic Games. That's the big shtick that goes into Western Goals and LAPD terrorism and the garden plot, with the same people that invaded Granada. That's helping Sir Eric Gary with Mr. Califano and the team down in Alexander Haig and Kissinger and Ramsey Clark, who wants to represent Bernard Cord. I'm running through these names. You have the broadcast or the sheets. This is going to be the year of terrorism, of kidnapping, bombing, air-to-missile, Get ready for it. We'll talk about things to do. But 1984 is going to be a way to tighten up and solve all the problems I gave you in 1983, because once you take control of the government, like Hitler did in 1933, you don't have to count to anybody or any court. And if you have the ultimate terrorism, all the other problems will be solved and shelved. And that's the only solution they can do. And in the meanwhile, it's Mae Bressel, and it's KAZU-FM. Have a good year, 1984, if we can, and I'll be back next week.
Hi, Mae.
How you doing?
Very good.